Today is Tuesday, the 9th of July, the feast of Saints Leo Ignatius Mangin, S.J., Mary Zhuwu, and companions, in the 14th week of Ordinary Time. Cape Town Camerata sings Ubi Caritas. Where charity and love are, God is there. Christ's love has gathered us into one. Let us rejoice and be pleased in him. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
After they had gone away, a demoniac who was mute was brought to him. And when the demon had been cast out, the one who had been mute spoke, and the crowds were amazed and said, "Never has anything like this been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "By the ruler of the demons, he casts out the demons." Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. But he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest."
In this story, there are two reactions to the healing performed by Jesus: that of the crowds and that of the Pharisees. Which are you more drawn to? Jesus had compassion for the crowds. Spend some time being a part of the crowds. How do you experience Jesus's compassion here? Now listen once more to the passage. What is it saying to you this time?
After they had gone away, a demoniac, who was mute, was brought to him. And when the demon had been cast out, the one who had been mute spoke. And the crowds were amazed and said, "Never has anything like this been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "By the ruler of the demons, he casts out the demons." Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. But he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest."
Finally, just look back on this time of prayer and see if you can gather all your thoughts and feelings into a prayer to God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end.
Amen.